something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you give yourself to the word will deliver you into a life of glory. Jesus had a tremendous life, tremendous life, tremendous life. Paul had a tremendous life. He said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. That's what he said. He said to others, my God shall supply all your need. He told them. He said, my God. He said, I've learned in whatever state I am to be independent of circumstances. You don't talk like that until the word of God has gained the mastery over your life. Let the word of God gain the mastery. Begin to walk in love and then learn about the Holy Ghost. Who is the Holy Ghost? The third person of Godhead. He is the power of the great God of glory. Begin to walk with him and he'll put you through. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He's the power of God. He opens any door and every door. Doesn't matter what's happening. If you trust in him, nothing is too good for you. Hallelujah. He tell you, boy, relax, we'll get it. See? And then you can just keep walking your way through in life. Hallelujah. You just know you're a success. You just know. And every time you face any crisis, you see the end from the beginning. The issue is not who's going to win. You already know. You just need to know from the Holy Ghost how to plug in. Because you already can see it. At the end of the tunnel, you can see the light. You know, it's settled. You know. And then you begin to work with the Lord on how to connect between here and the end. Because I already know the end. I cannot be defeated. I already know that. I cannot be poor. I already know that. So how can I connect from here to there? I refuse to be poor. I refuse to be broke. I refuse to be sick. No, I'm not going to enjoy the luxury of being sick. And I have everybody come around the bed. Okay, you know, they clean you up and you're there. They carry you to wherever you want to go. And then when they don't show up, you get mad. I'll never forget it. A man came some years ago to the healing school, about 2 years ago. And terrible. His wife brought him in a wheelchair. And he couldn't walk. That's why he was in a wheelchair. And I said, sir, what's the matter? And then the wife began to speak, to explain the situation. And I made a comment. And he didn't like the fact that his wife said what she said. You know what he did? Right in that wheelchair, he hit her. He hit her. That was a man who came to be healed. The wife, who had been taking care of him, brought him there. And in the presence of others, he hit her. What would he have done to her at home? No, some people don't know why their sickness is going to be forever. I prayed for him. I said, no. I said, you go back and repent of your sins. When you come back, you'll be ready. Hit her. Like, and looked, gave her one terrible look. No, the man, he was about past 60. Not a young man. That means he probably has spent about 30 years beating his wife. He's experienced in beating her up. Because now he's in a wheelchair and he only wishes. You see, firstly, remember, he was paralyzed on one side. See, one hand and one. So he used the only one that was left to hit her. Listen, no, you think that's bad. Listen to another one. You see, I deal with sick people a lot of times, and so I can tell you many stories. You wonder why some people go into a meeting sick and come back sick. I want to tell you why. There's this young guy. He was sick, couldn't walk, couldn't move. All he had was his neck and his mouth. All right? Now, didn't like what his mother said, and then moved closely and gave her a bite. His mother, who was trying to get him healed. He couldn't use his feet. He couldn't use his hands. All he had was his mouth, and he was going to use it for evil. You see, why did I tell you these things? Because man is himself, irrespective of his condition. Money doesn't change a man. Whether he has it or he doesn't have it, he's the same. Money is a multiplier. If you have it, it will multiply your personality. Whatever you were, you will be more of that thing that you have been. And so when you have your hands and your feet, you have all these things correct for you, you're going to be what you are on the inside. You just have two hands, so do them well. Two legs, so do them more. One mouth, so say it more. Whatever you are on the inside. So you have to work on what you are inside. That's where the problem is. It's not what you have and what you don't have. That's why God said about man, he said the heart of man is desperately wicked. He said, it is deceitful above all things. That's God talking. He says, the heart of man is deceitful above all things. Of all the things that God created, he wondered at man. When he was through with man, he said, wonderful. He knew he had done something. Deceitful above all things. He said, who can know it? Who can understand it? And then he says, it's desperately wicked. Desperately wicked. What a choice of words from the mouth of God. That man is desperately wicked. Desperately wicked. Do you know what it is to be wicked? The Hebrew word translated wicked means twisted. Twisted. He is desperately twisted. Oh, boy. You know what it is to be twisted? You reason differently. This is the way you should go, but you are twisted. You will not go in the way you're supposed to go. Everybody's going to school. 7:30 a.m. At 10 a.m., you are in a supermarket, wandering around, trying to steal something. You are twisted. You are twisted. No, you are twisted. You thought those who were going to school were fools. Your reasoning. Why are you like this? Others want to have a job and work. You are thinking of how to outsmart everybody and steal. You are twisted, twisted, twisted. You are twisted. You understand? No, listen. Listen, that's what the Word of God says. That's what the Word of God says. He said the twisted are like the troubled sea. When it cannot rest, it casts up mire and dirt. He says there is no peace to the twisted. No peace to the twisted. He doesn't reason normally. You look at other people with their mobile phones. You are thinking of how to pick it. How to take someone's mobile phone. You are twisted. Do you know what it means to be twisted? It means you can never go straight. Your life, you see, you are bent. You can't go in the right direction. You are twisted. And only God can straighten you up. Only God can straighten you up. Your mom can't do it. Your dad can't do it. No school can do it. If you're given all the money in the world, you will still be twisted. Why is your life like that? No, think about it. Why are you like this? Why? Why is it that you go home, you go out, and you don't know your way home in the night? Why? Yes, because your life is twisted. You sleep wherever you stop in the night. Where night meets you is where they will see you in the morning. No. Why is your life like that? It's twisted. Something has happened to you. Maybe it happened when you were younger. Maybe your family went through some hardship. Maybe your father or your mother. Maybe you went through something in life that got you twisted. Whatever it is, now you're twisted. So what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? You can't even think right about God. You keep having questions. Are these things true? Maybe they are fake. Well, maybe they are true. Maybe they are fake. Today you believe. Tomorrow you don't believe. The next day you think it's a lie. The other day you believe. Today you ask for forgiveness. Tomorrow you reject the forgiveness. Why are you like this? I'm talking to some people here. I'm talking to someone here. And listen, this is your time. This is your opportunity to let God straighten up your life. You can't continue like this. You cannot. You can't afford it. You can't continue like this. You can't continue like this. Why should your life be like this? Why? Why? You think God made it to be so? No. No. Satan got into your life. That's why you're like this. Satan got into your life. That's why you're like this. And right now, wherever you are, you know you've been living a twisted life. As I've been speaking to you, right now, get up. It's time for your life to be straightened out, and only God can do it. You know your life has been twisted. You've been living a twisted life. I want to pray for you. I want to lead you in the right part, so things can change for you. You can continue like this.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life? And who is in the book of life? The Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo, 267 at Demulegun Road, opposite Indubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965, or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We are talking about the Lordship of Jesus. Jesus Christ is Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Jesus Christ is Lord. Now first, we need to understand the Lordship of Jesus Christ in our lives. And then we can talk about His Lordship in the things we do, the things that confront us, our adversaries, circumstances of life, and so on and so forth. But first, like it says, having in readiness to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. That's what the Bible says. See? And we talked about Lordship of Jesus Christ, respect to the Lordship of the Word in our lives, and the Lordship of love, the dominion of love, and also the Lordship of the Spirit. Living as a Christian, the Lordship of Jesus Christ in your life must be very, very clear to you. I told you that's how salvation comes. You receive salvation by your confession of the Lordship of Jesus Christ, believing that God raised him from the dead. You know, some people say, well, you can never tell if you're born again. Just hope that you're born again. Just do what is right. Just serve God as you can. Make sure you go to church. Read the Bible. Maybe God might accept you. They say, you can't tell if you're born again. You're not supposed to know. How come you're not supposed to know? Come on, talk to me. Are you not supposed to know? God is not confusing. They say, you're not supposed to know. Just do what is right, and maybe God will accept you. That's nonsense. You're supposed to know. Would you turn into the book of Romans? How can they say you're not supposed to know? Someone said you can't tell if you're a child of God or not. We are all struggling. How can we all be struggling? Why did Jesus die? Said you're not supposed to know. It's annoying. You're not supposed to know? The other fellow said to his friend, are you going to heaven? He said, how can you tell? Because you see, they're so ignorant of the word of God, they can't tell. And they think everybody else ought to be as ignorant as they are. Well, just because you are ignorant doesn't mean everybody else is ignorant. And ignorance is a big problem. God said, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. If the lack of knowledge is that bad, you can imagine what ignorance is. Ignorance is the rejection of knowledge. When you ignore truth, it's more than not knowing. It's worse than not knowing. It means to despise knowledge. Let's look at Romans chapter 8. You ready for something? You know, something I love about the Word of God, you can put it to work and produce results. See, it's not a mystery. You can put it to work and prove it for yourself. You can do the Word. See, when you don't know the Word of God, you think it's just to read it and have moral instruction and be a nice Christian, you know. But I know a lot of nice Christians whose lives are in a mess. They're nice Christians. You can't just be nice and have everything all right. You have to know this thing. Tell somebody you have to know the Word of God. Yeah. The Bible says, through knowledge shall the just be delivered. Delivered from the devil? No. Delivered into his inheritance. See, think positively. There's too many people who think negatively. Always thinking about being delivered from the devil. The devil is being destroyed, bruised, battered, rendered helpless a long time ago. And he will never rise again. He's a frustrated being, defeated and paralyzed. He's not a problem. He's not a factor. Praise God. Did you know the devil is not a factor? Oh, he's not a factor. He's not a factor. All right. Romans chapter number 8. Now I'll read to you from verse 16. I like it. Boy, this is nice. Listen to it. The Spirit himself. Now, if you're using the old King James translation, it says itself, okay? Now, that's wrong rendering because the Spirit is a person. So himself is the right rendering. The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. See, you're supposed to know. You see it? You're supposed to know you're a child of God. See, the Bible says the Spirit of God, the Spirit himself, bears witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. You have to have the witness in you that you're a child of God. You've got to know on the inside that you're a child of God. If you don't know it, chances are you're not. All right, let me show you another thing that's related to it. And every major doctrine of the Bible in the New Testament will be certified by two or more witnesses. Don't you ever forget that. Jesus said, from the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. And that's exactly the same thing the Lord said in the law, the Old Testament. All right, so we just read from Paul. Now let's hear from John. First epistle of St. John. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whoo, glory to God. Listen to this. From verse 9, chapter number 5. Are you there? If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. If you believe, you know inside you that you believe. Are you hearing me? If you believe in Jesus, you know deep down in you, way down deep in you, you know you believe in Jesus Christ. You know it. You know it. You know it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, the Word of God is so important. The Word of God is so important. When you're ignorant, you walk in darkness. See, knowledge is light. Knowledge is power. I read about a lady who was very poor. She had worked for a very rich couple. And that died without an issue. She served them for so many years. The man was very rich. You know what he did? When he was dying, he wrote a will. In his will, he willed all of his estate to that little woman who served for so long. But she was not educated. And when the man died, she felt so terrible that he died and kept that paper a long time until one day, after she had suffered for so long, for several years after the death of the man, she suffered for so long. And then one day in her suffering, somebody discovered that she had framed that paper that that man gave to her. She framed it and kept it until they were looking for her. The bankers were looking for her. And they found her. "Are you Miss So-and-so?" Well, she said, "Yep." And they wanted to know what to do. "Did he leave any document with you?" "Oh, this is a little paper," she said, "something he left behind." And she brought this thing off the wall, and they shouted, "This is the woman." Only to come find out the money she had in the bank had increased the interest alone. Had gone so high, that's why the bank was disturbed. She had so much money, plus that was a lot of estate, lands and houses. She had so much to have enjoyed all those years, but she was suffering because she was.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you. Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo. 267 at Dim Legun Road, opposite Indubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.